Cheers.
Bonjour. Cheers.
Hi, Tammy.
Hi, Lester.
We're with Tammy Coxon of Tammy's Tastings, and you've got a cocktail for us in honor of the auto show.
That's right. Since the auto show opened this week, I wanted to find a cocktail that had an automotive connection, and went all the way back to the Packard Twin Six automobile.
You went way back. I don't think there are any Packards on display.
No, probably not right now, but back when they were on display then, they were a sensation. This was the luxury touring automobile in 1916, and the crowds were so overwhelming when they would put it on display that they sometimes had to call the police to come in and take control.
Crowd control. Well, what does this cocktail have to do with it?
Just like today, bartenders are always looking for names for cocktails. And because this car was so popular, they would have just picked this to name a cocktail after. There's actually another cocktail called the Twin Six. The one we have today is called the Packard Twins, and it's sort of like a Manhattan variant. So it's going to use 1.5 ounces of rye whiskey. And in honor of the Detroit Auto Show, I used a Detroit rye from Detroit City Distillery. And then it has 3/4 ounce of sherry. We don't use sherry in cocktails very much now, but historically it was very common. And so here it's kind of taking the place of a sweet vermouth in a Manhattan formula. We've got 1/4 ounce of maraschino liqueur, a couple dashes of Angostura bitters, a couple dashes of orange bitters, and then we stir it up.
So sherry instead of sweet vermouth, what difference does that make in the taste?
Sherry is a Spanish product, and it's a sort of oxidized, fortified wine. So it has a really nutty, kind of caramely character. This is a sweet style of sherry, so it's going to add some sweetness, just like a sweet vermouth would, but almost a savory quality that I really enjoy in cocktails, and that's becoming really trendy again today.
I know I've asked you this before, but how long do you stir a drink like this?
About 50 revolutions. So it takes, you know, a good amount of time. You want to make sure this is really nice and cold, really nice and diluted.
Okay, well, let me take a taste of the Packard Twins. Oh, it really is like a Manhattan. There's a little difference, a little variance, but it's delicious.
Yeah, I like it a lot, but definitely be warned. It packs a punch like that V12 engine that was in the Twin Six.
Well, thanks very much for sharing the Packard Twins with us.
Cheers.